Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
We are officially into holiday, the 2 weeks of holiday extravaganza.
2 weeks, holiday extravaganza.
Jared, you look really good in a Santa hat.
Jack says I'm jolly. I don't like the word.
I know, but you look like young Santa.
Young Santa?
The hat's young Santa. Yeah. Y-U-N-G.
That could be my rap name.
Yeah, young Santa.
Young
but
Santa.
Like if Santa was really handsome.
Thank you.
Up,
you wow. are a young Santa.
Thank you, ladies.
Honestly, when you start going white, your hair goes white.
Ho, ho, ho.
You can be young Santa.
You think so?
Yeah.
They should do that, like a prequel, like a movie.
Yeah.
Like young Santa.
Yeah, like where did Santa come from?
Not all saints are saints would be like my byline. It's like his like dark past.
Oh, whoa.
It's like St. Nicholas.
I like the Santa Claus version.
Yeah.
I really like
was
that.
Was it Tim Allen?
Yeah, oh my God, amazing.
Good movie.
Oh yeah, that Santa Claus, so good. The Santa hat is a little bit too small in your head, but that's okay.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I actually have some wiggle room here.
Oh. Oh.
Which makes the top of my head is very small.
It's just the puff of the hair that's deceptive.
I have a big wide face and a very narrow cranium.
Like a cone head.
Is your like baseball cap size smaller than you would think?
Yeah. I'm like an egg.
Yeah.
You know, with like the big parts on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then like kind of like a cone head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Sucks for me.
How are we feeling? Are we feeling festive?
Jovial.
Very jovial.
Jolly.
Jolly.
Yeah.
I love that for us.
Yeah.
Before we start today's episode, if you would like some more true crime content, a lot of true crime podcasts out there suck balls. So we've got a lot of really good episodes for you over on our Patreon. So please join us.
Yeah. Full length true crime episodes that our listeners have submitted requests for us to cover.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And there's zero dip in the quality. They are... to the standard.
They're just getting better, I think.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
If you listen to us on Wednesdays, it's really no different. It's just, you know, kind of...
Well, it all depends on the submission. If the submission isn't great, then the episode won't be great.
Well,
but we've gotten a lot of good ones.
We don't take them all. We don't take the duds.
That's true. They've you been know? Good.
Yeah.
Okay, should we get into the dark day today? Do we have anything else to talk about?
No.
Should we just get...
Other than hold your loved ones tight this holiday season.
Yes. Yeah,
that's right.
Keep your loved ones close.
But not that close.
Ooh, that's cute. Mm. Well, it's December 21st. In 2 days, it is Festivus, which I don't know if we've ever landed on a Festivus for Killing Time.
Not yet.
Which is we haven't. We've done a Festivus episode.
Yeah, but like... to really celebrate it properly, we need to land on December 21st.
We just got
to
keep it rolling.
Poll.
Yeah.
We need a poll. In 2 years, we might be on there.
Okay.
So
hopefully we're still around by then.
Hopefully
we're still around. That's a good,
very ominous.
Ominous. Well, we got to install a poll here. We'll have to let people know it's for Festivus.
Well, hopefully by then we'll have like a really nice studio and like we can have.
This is a great studio.
I mean, like a nicer one.
What?
I think this is nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to live here.
Don't disparage my home like that.
I do love it. I'm emotionally attached.
We kind
to
of
it.
Do live here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, so it's December 21st, which is winter solstice, aka the darkest day of the year, aka I'm sad.
I mean, you wanted a dark day. Here we are.
It is technically the darkest day.
Yeah, Jack likes sunshine.
It's my favorite day of the year. The day is short.
The day is short, the night is long. Does that mean you just have more time to game?
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's like I don't know. I feel cozy like on those short days.
Yeah.
I like coziness.
You break out the bourbon.
Yeah.
You make hot toddies.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Let's do that.
Let's
tonight.
Do it.
Okay.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Toddies tonight.
Okay, we're going to start into 1620. William Bradford and the Mayflower Pilgrims landed on what is now known as Plymouth Rock in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Billy Brad.
So I thought that this was interesting because I'm like, why the fuck are they doing this in the winter? You know? They left on September 6th. I looked it up because I was like, how long was that voyage? But I'm like, interesting timing because I got to think that the waters are a little bit rough back then.
Maybe tropical storms are during the summer. Maybe they're worried about weather in the summer.
It's a good thought.
I feel like I'd be more worried about the weather in the winter.
Jack just wanted them
freezing
to be
on the ship. They had no heaters.
But any hurricane is created only with warm water. Mm. Hurricanes and tropical storms. I listened to a whole New York Times, the Daily podcast about it.
Okay.
And it's why the tropical storms are getting more intense faster because of the ocean's temperature.
Listen, I buy it. I believe it.
So maybe they knew they'd have a more placid journey in the winter, but they would have to suffer the cold.
Oof.
I know, it sounds brutal.
Not for me.
And like meat probably spoils faster. Like there's probably a lot
of
sickness.
I don't know if it's colder, maybe not.
What?
No.
Oh, you mean in the summer.
No, in the summer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I think there are other problems in the summer.
I agree.
I don't know. I think I'd just rather have spoiled meat.
I think fall departure, they should have left in August.
I know. And then to get there, I mean, maybe they didn't know how long it was going to take.
They didn't, I don't think.
I mean, I feel like there could have been a better time, but I don't know. You know, they made it and we're
here. Who
doesn't
love a winter cruise?
A winter cruise. I'm sure it was very relaxing.
Sure, they loved it.
There was a buffet.
Yeah.
Everybody gained like 15, 20 pounds.
Oh, they were chilling
out.
Hard.
There was a show every night they could go see.
The only people gaining weight on that
gambling
voyage were the rats.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Everyone got scurvy.
Sick.
Scurvy.
Sick. Trench foot. Oh, no, that wasn't. That's
club foot. I'm sure they were getting club foot too.
You got to bring that banana. You some bananas. That's good
I
for
thought
scurvy.
It was lime. Orange.
Lime. That's why they started taking shots with tequila to prevent scurvy.
I thought it was bananas.
I think bananas are for
potassium. So you don't get muscle cramps.
Oh.
And it helps with twitching muscles.
I thought that was for scurvy also, but.
Half
if there's vitamin C in it, yes.
Okay.
Okay. In 1898, scientists Pierre and Marie Curie discover radium.
Whoa.
Radium.
Yeah.
Time to get radioactive.
Time to get radioactive, baby. In 1913, the first crossword puzzle with 32 clues was printed in the New York World. And it looked like this.
Ooh, it looks like very culty.
It says fun at the top. Yeah, it does look a little bit like masonry.
It's the first Wordle.
It is the first Wordle. Some of the clues were actually very interesting.
Will you read a couple?
Yeah. What bargain hunters enjoy.
Sale.
Probably.
Damn.
A written acknowledgement.
Note.
Oh,
holy shit.
Such and nothing more.
Only.
Oh, really? 6 to 7. We should actually try to fill this out. Not right now, but.
I was fast. I was almost as fast as Lex on that.
That was good.
I feel like I need points for that.
I think that's it.
A bird. Oh, do you want me to stop?
No, keep going.
Oh, opposed to less.
More.
More. What this puzzle is. Crossword, I guess.
Wait, aren't these all 4-letter words?
They all actually. Yes. Oh, yeah, they are 4-letter words.
Yeah.
Hard.
Hard.
Ooh, an animal of prey.
Hawk?
No, an animal of prey.
A hawk.
Oh, yeah.
The close of a day.
Night. Nope.
No.
Dusk.
Ooh, to elude.
It's not escape.
I'm just going to go through these fast.
Hide.
Hide. Good job.
The plural of is, are. Oh, that one is 3.
Oh, well, this is you're changing the rules now.
They're mostly 4.
I'm out.
This is interesting, though.
I know.
I play this all day.
Who knew that Lex was a brainiac
to
with these?
To cultivate, make.
Farm.
Make.
A bar of wood or iron.
Ingot.
What?
Ingot.
Rod. Oh, no, it's 4. What artists learn to do?
Paint. Draw.
Draw.
Fuck, dude.
Mm. Fastened.
Clip?
Maybe. Found on the seashore.
Shell.
No.
Fish.
Sand.
Sand.
Fish.
The fiber of a gamuti palm.
Oh.
Obviously.
A gamuti palm?
A gamuti palm.
Pass.
6 to 22. What we all should be.
Good.
Five letters. A daydream.
Happy.
Well, oh, these are long. These are longer.
Okay. We're gonna bore everybody.
Hope but you guys enjoyed our crossword.
I could do this all day, though.
This is our new segment, live crosswords.
That's probably really fucking boring.
We know you guys love those.
Okay, in 1929, Coco the Clown first appears for the Burtman Mills Circus in Manchester, England. Now, I got a picture of him.
I don't want to see this.
I think he did. I think he was one of the first that dressed up as a clown. Mm. And what really... This actually is a shocking photo because it looks like it was very recent, but
like maybe they filled it. Maybe they modernized it.
Film can be preserved pretty well.
Yeah, it looks amazing. He has a little clown in his pocket. I don't
his
know.
Friend.
A clown's freak me the fuck out.
I think it's weird to want to be one.
It's my least favorite species.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand. Clown. I don't understand where the appeal ever happened. They've always been creepy.
I have a photo of me with my parents at my second birthday and I'm screaming and they hired this clown. Craigslist wasn't a thing, but whatever the equivalent, Yellow Pages, whatever it was.
Oh my god,
I don't know where this clown came from, but literal trauma.
I can't even imagine the type of clown that your parents
I'll dig up the photo. I got it. It's we're back in Phoenix. I'll find it and I'll show you. I'll try to post it. It's terrifying.
Clowns, man.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Not even a mime.
Mimes are worse. In 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Walt Disney's first full-length animated film, opened in Los Angeles, California, at the Carthay Circle Theater. In 1970, Richard Nixon and Elvis Presley met at the White House.
Pretty cool.
Elvis was there to help the government's war on drugs, allegedly. And there's a picture of them, and I guess it's, aside from the pale blue dot, the blue marble picture of the Earth.
Yeah.
I think is one of the most requested and reprinted pictures.
Elvis and Nixon?
Yeah.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? People love that photo.
I guess you forget how insanely popular Elvis Presley was.
Yeah.
Do we? I know.
I mean, like, we have nothing to compare it to today.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Taylor Swift's like the biggest star in the world.
Now, but... I think back then it was on a whole different level.
I think it was because there weren't any others.
Yeah. It's like all you have.
And there was only TV. So there was only one place for everybody to see it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Elvis
was like the Beatles.
For sure. Taylor's pretty damn close.
Setting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 1978, police in Illinois arrest John Wayne Gacy for murder.
Speaking of clowns.
I thought that was very interesting that it was on the same day as Coco the Clown.
Big clown energy on this day.
Spooky clown energy on this day.
In 1993, The Sign by Ace of Base was released.
Great, wow.
Marking such a great time for
music.
The 90s, mid-90s.
A lot of people would disagree with that, but I feel very strongly that that's the era.
It was my first tape in
second grade.
Me too. Have we talked about this? It was my first tape too.
It was my very first. I don't know if we talked about it, but it was.
That's so funny. Yeah, first cassette tape.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Old.
Yeah.
Cute though.
I loved it.
It's not surprising. We're like... Six months apart. Yeah. So it was like a thing.
Yeah. And they were
older than Jack by 6 months.
Are you? What? No.
Jerry.
Mine was Nirvana.
First cassette tape?
Isn't that sick?
Oh, wait. Do you have the Nirvana story?
There's a garage sale next door.
Yeah.
And I went to it and I had gotten a Walkman for Christmas that played cassettes. And I had an Indiana Jones fanny pack and I'd put it in there. And then I would ride around the neighborhood on my bike and listen to music. But all I had was Hootie and the Blowfish. Was the only cassette I had. And the neighbors were having a garage sale and they went over and I was like, what's this?
So it's your second tape.
Well.
Technically.
The Hootie and the Blowfish
came with the Walkman, so I didn't purchase that.
This was early marketing.
Yeah, it's like U2 on
well,
all
didn't
the
it, it was a present that I was given with the Walkman.
Oh, from I was like.
Yeah, or, yeah, probably. But.
Interesting choice.
But I went next door and I found this Nirvana tape and I didn't know who Nirvana, I just got it. And then it was Smells Like Teen Spirit on one side, and I think Come As You Are on the other. And
you were so cool with your Indiana Jones fanny pack and your bike and your red hair.
So cute.
Yeah.
What were those called back in the day that played like one song? They were like a little tiny. Do you remember those?
Yeah, the little digis.
It was like a little spoke. It was like one.
And it played like Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, the little like digipack thing. Yeah. Right? Like it was like a little, I forget what those were called.
Early iTunes technology.
Yeah, like it had one MP3 on it.
Yeah. Oh, those were so cute.
Well, like music box technology. We're just like
That's what I miss back in the day. That's when music was special.
Yeah.
Because there was only a limited amount and you had to really choose your favorites.
And like you really, like to make a mixtape for someone, you had to like listen to the radio and wait for something to come on.
Yeah. I know, to do and stuff like on a tape.
Yeah, to hit
record.
You
hear him saying what song was coming up and you'd hit the button.
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe you'd get a little of them talking. The, yeah.
Or you get like a, miss a little bit of the song because you like ran to it. The good
There's
times.
Nothing like making a playlist for somebody's fucking
making
boring.
A CD.
Like, yeah, burning a CD back in the day.
It was like special.
Ugh.
Now you just send a list of songs that you find
just
on
send
Spotify.
A Spotify link that no one listens to.
And then Jack never opens it.
I listened to the first one that you made.
It wasn't
me.
A good one.
Okay, was it?
I know it because I don't think you liked it.
Were you trying to be cool though with your songs that you're picking?
I know that's why you didn't like it.
Yeah, that's
I was
why.
Trying to be cool.
She saw through it.
I was like, this douche.
He thinks that this is his music taste.
Yeah. I was like, view my musical intelligence.
Exactly. It's like Wilco. I'm like, don't care.
Wrong was like move. Joy Division on it?
I like Joy Division.
I know, but like.
Oh, was he trying to be cool with the stuff that I liked?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, I was like, this is stuff I like if you want to know what I'm doing.
But it was like all
is it
of
stuff you like though?
Hmm?
Yeah, but it's like the stuff that like I don't like.
Mm. It was like Nelly and like.
Nelly Furtado?
I wish.
Or Nelly, hip hop Nelly.
Both.
Yeah. It was just a full hip hop mix.
Okay.
This is what I dance to.
I like all that. Okay. We're going into 2012. Flavor Flav's Chicken and Ribs opens in Sterling Heights,
Hell
Michigan.
Yeah.
Is that before his reality show?
2012. No, that was probably after. I mean, I don't know, actually.
Probably the same time.
It was probably at his height.
Yeah.
And this is what I think is really interesting.
Flavor Flav. Good time for TV, man.
Yeah,
so
boy.
We're in December 21st of 2012. He opens this restaurant up. It closed July 29th, 2013. And he was evicted because he was having this battle with his landlords and he owed $20,000 and like wasn't paying.
Come on.
So he didn't even last a year, but I guess he also had two other restaurants that both closed one after 4 months amidst employee lawsuits. And then he had a Flavor Flav's House of Flavor in Las Vegas.
I love that.
But that only lasted 6 months. Shutting in September of 2012.
No longevity, huh?
I would say to Mr. Flavor here, maybe let's get out of the business.
I think he got out pretty fast.
Maybe let's hang it up.
He got out pretty fast, but Mr. I would have loved to go to one of those.
Didn't Eminem have like a Mom's Spaghetti pop-up?
Yeah, I think it's still going.
What?
Yeah, I think he opened it a long time ago, didn't he?
Mr. Flav, if I may.
And it's going well?
I think so.
I want
to
go.
Well, the problem is Flavor Flav probably didn't get like anybody to really
run
take
it.
Care of the business.
Yeah.
You know?
You need like a management company.
Yeah. I feel like that's, I mean, if three of them shut down
in
this
in under
of
a year.
Not remember great. He was in that Taking Back Sunday music video?
Yeah.
That was a good time.
He's back at it. What was he just doing in emo
know.
Music?
I don't know.
He's hanging out with somebody.
I don't know.
Oh.
He's back?
He was doing something with somebody. I forget who it was.
All right.
But like inserting himself into the emo world.
Right.
As one does, you know?
As one does.
All right. Well, before we get into On the Stand, I have your word of the day.
Ooh.
This is hard to pronounce, you guys. Shh. It's German. Schnapsody.
Okay.
Schnapsody. And it says, have you ever had a great idea that's not really that great after one too many drinks? Schnapsody refers to the brilliant plans that originate when one is intoxicated.
Love that. It's like a high idea.
A high idea,
it's
yeah.
Like, let's start a business.
Yeah, when you're
like crypto,
the enthusiasm.
Bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably what a lot of people think that they're going to start a podcast.
Yeah.
When they're like wasted.
And you don't realize how much work it is.
Time and energy.
This
and
might,
money. Painstaking.
Yeah.
This might look super easy. It is not.
It's not.
No.
But Schnapsody.
Something tells me, though, that you guys had the idea to start one when you were drinking.
There had been some drinking.
We were
drinking.
I think,
was the first degree a product of Schnapsody?
Yeah, but like we
but
were.
But it was like a, it was a long time coming.
At the time, though, Jack and I were really productive drinkers. We were like going places and like, let's work together. And we were like coming up with ideas.
And you guys have a collective IQ that's like pretty impressive. So.
Yeah,
collectively.
I think so.
Collectively.
But we, no, I mean, we were definitely drinking.
When are
I
we
definitely
not?
Was.
Well, when are we not, you know? It was fun.
We did it. We followed through with it.
No, you did.
It's shocking.
That's why sometimes they do work out.
Sometimes no,
here
they
we are. We stand
none
here
of my
you.
Other ones have where I'm like, let's do this.
Because you got to find a partner that's going to do it with you.
Yeah. And if it's for your own idea, it takes months to like muster the confidence to do it.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like.
And then you got too much shit that's going on that gets pushed by the wayside.
You got to pay those bills. It's not always room for creative expression, trying to see if that'll stick.
A side hustle that's not paying you for 5 years.
Yep.
I have a whole graveyard in my notes of these. What do you call them? Schnopsities?
Schnopsity.
Whole graveyard.
Do you? You just have names for businesses, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're not actually like what it is.
All those names, buy the domains. That's what Matt does.
He's just like, in case somebody starts the business.
He's like, every good idea I have, I at least buy the domain. Yeah, because if it's like a catchy name, someone will want it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't muster the...
the courage to actually do it himself.
Or just like it, something better comes, you know, whatever. Yeah. Just own them. It's like 10 bucks.
Jared, start buying those
domains. Buy all those domains, Jared.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
He's on it. All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We vote on it. We bring it to you to vote on. Sometimes we have a listener on the stand. We have one today, or are we just going rogue?
We're going rogue.
We're going rogue today.
We'll let you guys enjoy your Christmas.
Yeah,
we'll
don't want to drag you down.
We're not
going to
make you
grievances.
Work for us today.
Yeah. But if you would like to call in, if you are just sitting around with your boring-ass family, somebody is doing something weird, you know, we can do a Christmas on the
You've
stand
been hitting
in January.
That nog hard today. We especially want to hear from you.
We could do something weird, you know?
I'm willing to bet you have a lot right now, collectively.
Yeah.
Being around your families for Christmas. So the phone number to call in is 818-446-6889.
We love
call
to hear
us.
It.
Doesn't have to be a Christmas one.
It
could be anything.
But it can be.
Yeah, I'm like, we can do some delayed ones in January. I would love to hear what's going on in your people's lives.
Tell us the insanity that happened at your family Christmas.
Yeah.
And we'll do the same.
Put it on the stand. Let's air it out.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to go first?
I can.
Okay.
What I'm putting on the stand is very clear. Bread or food or cake as a gift.
Oh.
Like, you know that tradition of like
fruit cake
or like people used to put like apples and stuff in the stocking.
Ew.
Right? The most overrated fruit of all time.
Yeah.
Sugar plums, whatever that is. Ew. Dancing in people's
heads.
What is
a sugar plum? Anybody know?
I don't know. But the point is that I would rather have like a nice card.
Oh.
Then like a food snack as a gift.
A food snack is, unless it's like the best baguette that I've ever, or
no,
like a nice chocolate croissant.
I mean, like if you're going to literally unwrap something under a tree, like I don't want Lindt.
Yeah.
I don't want Lindor. I don't want Ferrero Rocher.
You don't want any of the chocolates.
I don't want food.
Ooh, I'll take a chocolate.
Some chocolate. But I'm with you on the food thing.
Chocolate's the one that I'm like, I could go either way. But
I'm not taking a baked good. That's not for me.
I don't want a baked good. I don't want, like, you know, I don't want...
Here's my take. If you're going to take the time to bake the thing that I don't want you to give me, just give me $5.
Yeah.
Give me $5, because then it's not overwhelming, but it's certainly a lot cooler than getting, like, a cake from your aunt. Like, give me $5. save yourself the ingredients and the time. $5. And like, we're cool. Like, that's
give me $5.
Fucking,
you know,
more
what's
than
a
enough.
Good gift? Liquor.
Liquor, yeah.
No, but like, if you want to customize it, make like a batch where you put like a vanilla bean and like some, for like, make it flavored and put in a cute bottle with a little card on it. Cork it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's cute.
I like that. That is cute.
Also, a gift that everybody will love. Starbucks gift card. No matter what, no matter who they are. They're loving it.
Still, find something.
McDonald's gift card.
Still. If you're going, if you're doing that.
McDonald's gift card.
We got a McDonald's gift card from one of our friends for our wedding.
What?
Yeah.
Like $100?
I don't remember how much
it was.
It
was a good chunk.
It was a good chunk.
We got to dig that up. That's in our gift card drawer.
I know. But I'm like, this is amazing.
But this is what I'm saying. Like,
and you can't believe it's not in your wallet.
I know.
Stop yourself short of baking the goods and just give me $5.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Who wants a $5 bill?
$5.
Yeah.
I love that.
The ideal present.
$5.
It is.
Okay. Anyways. I'm going to say Bates Goods is guilty.
Or just fruitcake.
Ugh.
Breads.
I know you can't put fruitcake on again. You put it on so many times.
I said food as gift.
Yeah.
Food is guilty. Guilty.
Guilty. Okay. I'm going to put on the stand matching Christmas PJs.
Being positive, right?
Being positive.
Yeah.
I'm defending this. I don't care how old I get. Still childless, I make my family, including Jared, my family is Jared and my parents, all get in matching Christmas onesies every single morning for Christmas. And I just think it's the cutest thing ever. I don't care what your age is. It just makes Christmas like extra special. Even though Jared gets so hot.
What? Oh, it gets so hot. That's what I was going to say. The only problem is it's always a onesie. My body radiates heat at temperatures close to the sun.
Yeah.
I put that thing on and I start to melt.
Why don't you just get a cotton breathable? Choose a nice...
He also, like, I think wears clothes underneath it.
Is that true?
Don't you wear, like,
I wear,
a
I wear
t-shirt?
Underwear. I wear boxers.
And, like, a t-shirt.
I don't wear a t-shirt.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm naked under there.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm nude in that thing.
He's nude in the onesie. He always just gets so hot and he hates it. But I'm like, I think it's so cute. I think it adds an extra just layer of jolliness to Christmas.
I started wearing mine.
You did?
Well, I have a few. Yeah. I start to wear them like at nighttime.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just can't seal my heat in like that. It's not good for me.
Yeah. You need a breathable. Maybe I'll get you one with little holes in it or something.
Cut a little butt flap. I'll just leave it open.
They have it. Isn't it called a jack flap?
Is that called a jack flap?
I think it is.
It's perfect.
On your butt so you can poop.
The jack flap.
Yeah.
Flapjack?
Flapjack.
Flapjack.
I'm going not guilty with this. It's fun to dress up.
Not guilty.
I think it's a
I
nice,
will always dress up
It's a
for
good
anything.
Bonding thing. It makes for good photos. You get the whole family to do it if you're feeling crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be cute when we have kids
like
one day.
I like it, yeah.
But until we do, I'm still doing it.
It'll just be you and me.
Yep.
Okay, is it my turn now?
It's your turn.
My turn is asking somebody for and giving a Christmas list. My mom normally asks me for mine around July, and I don't have an answer. And then she'll ask me every, I won't respond, and she'll ask me every week until December.
Yeah.
Where I finally break, and I'm like, okay, here's like four things that I need, absolutely need. The list, I don't, we're at a point as adults now where like, if I'm giving you a list, these are things that I, if I may already,
they're frivolous.
If I'm making the, if I'm going through the process of making the list, these are things that I can go out and I'm just going to go buy them right now. I'm already making the list.
Yeah.
Just get them on Amazon right now.
Making a list is what I do right before I buy stuff from the store anyway. So like, why not just follow through and just buy myself this shit?
Yeah.
I'd like a gift because...
Surprise.
It's a surprise. Sometimes I do ask Jack, I'm like, is there anything that you want like extra...
That you won't buy for
yourself?
You
know, because, yeah. Or just like something that would, you know, what are you not going to get for yourself?
Yeah.
So I get that. But like a full list, I guess if you're a kid, it's kind of fun because, you know, it's going to Santa. And he handles it totally different than your parents
do. Yeah, an adult Christmas list is a little bit weird.
Yeah, adult Christmas list I'm putting on as guilty today.
And what's worse is if you give somebody a list unsolicited.
Oh my God.
I think I put that on last year.
Did you?
I have people in my family do that to me.
So
they just hand
me.
You the list.
Well, text it to me, whatever.
Unsolicited list.
So insane.
Yeah.
So
but
nuts.
They don't ask for mine.
Well, at least they...
Even better.
Yeah.
At least they think you're balling. That's what that means. They're like,
I guess.
They're like, Lex is doing great.
I don't
great.
Know if that's what it is.
Maybe it's just obliviousness.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Whatever it is, I'm going to say guilty.
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 Guilty. Okay, well, when we come back, we have a gift exchange.
Santa's here.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally. First with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and The RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay. Jared, you tell me, what are we doing?
Ladies. All right. So about a week, maybe not a week ago, some days ago, Alexis was like, you know, we're doing the Christmas episode. What if we do some gifts? And I was like, okay. And I immediately went and I got you guys some gifts.
Yeah.
Now
I got you gifts too.
I'm under the, I've since been informed that we kind of like, it was in passing and wasn't that serious, but I took it kind of serious.
It was. I just didn't know if you were going to do it, Jack. So
I think I got the text when I was doing something else and then I completely forgot about
which
it.
Which is every text.
But I improvised. I have something for each of you.
Love it.
I love it.
Shall we get started?
Yeah, let's get started.
Shall we open the presents?
Let's open the presents.
We should go from good, worst to good.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you don't have one for me.
I don't have one for you.
But I have one for both of you.
I have one. Well, all of my presents for you are from both of us.
That's not fair.
Well, that's going to, it's going to have to be fair.
Wait, so I should go first. Mine are worse.
Are they? Because yours are improvised?
Yeah.
All right, let's see yours. Alexis is going first.
Jared, sit down.
Let's see. Alexis is bringing out her improvised gifts.
All right, both of you close your eyes.
Okay. We're closing our eyes. We need to talk it through for our lovely listeners. What's it going to be? Can I look it up or open it?
Oh, my God. Is this a preserved?
What is yours?
Jam.
Is jam? La framboise.
Where did you get jam from?
Cabinet.
Wow. Is this a fruit preserve?
Oh, these are really improvised, huh?
Pure emotion.
That you got
says.
Jared jam. I'm shocked you have
this
jam
is
at the studio.
French.
Why do you think it hasn't been opened?
Did you get that in France?
Yeah, I got brought that home from France for you.
Thank you, Lex.
Wow, look
what
at that.
What kind of jam is it?
La Framboise. This looks like.
Is this from our house guest?
No, I just I've had it. It's raspberry jam for you, Jerry.
Are you going to eat that?
Lex, to be totally honest with you, I love raspberry jam.
I can't wait for you to enjoy
Raspberry jam goes so great. Like if you do like a cheese plate, oh man.
It's so hard being so thoughtful.
I love that Jared's really, he's like, you know, this is a great gift. I'm going to turn it into a great gift.
Thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome. Alexis, Jack, what'd you get?
Got me out of the pantry a...
No, that I bought on Amazon.
It looks like a bat dispenser, which would have been good for Halloween, but
no,
I'll take it for
that
Christmas.
That is the demon of Christmas.
Oh, Krampus.
It's a little sticky. Sorry about that.
It looks like a bat, but I'm going to say it's Krampus.
I think that's Krampus.
Wow, Alexis, thank you so much.
The demon of Christmas.
Good present, Lex.
Honestly, I haven't had a Pez in quite a long time.
Neither of those things have been opened, so consider this a win.
These are brand new.
Those are brand new gifts.
Never before been opened.
Brand new gifts.
Wow.
This is sealed in plastic.
I love, that's the, honestly.
That seal hasn't been broken. You can see that there. That's,
I think I kind of want to do a deep dive into Pez. I feel like it's probably got a dark history.
Honestly, why hasn't there not been a doc series about it yet?
Like the rise and fall of Pez.
I will. Oh, rise and fall of Pez.
Mm-hmm. Jack,
are we doing it?
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
Can we take this part out?
No.
We should save that IP.
The rise and fall of Pez?
Yeah.
We should buy the domain.
The domain's been bought by the time this is airing.
God damn.
Love it.
Wow, raspberry jam.
Okay. You're going to have such a delicious breakfast.
I love
tomorrow.
Raspberry jam. Thank you, Lex.
That looks like an expensive one. I don't know where that came from.
Shall we move on?
Let's move on. What are your gifts for me?
Here I come.
I have the Fry bucket hat that I gave you last year in the closet.
Oh, that was so cute.
Yeah, you never wore it.
I know. Didn't I wear it for the episode?
Maybe. Do you want it?
Not right now.
Some other time.
Some other time I'll wear it. Jared's getting his gifts from Amazon. It was quite a big... Wait, you
Goodness.
Got multiple gifts, Jared?
Oh my God, is this...
It says Old World Christmas.
This is an ornament box.
I started small.
Ornament box.
I hope that you like your presents.
Oh my God. A little froggy ornament. This is so cute, if you can see it. Wow, that's adorable.
It's a little frog. He's like a little round boy too. So I was like, he's like, look at him. He's like a little...
He's a little round boy. And Alexis,
a deviled egg.
Well, that's a nice ornament.
Isn't that a nice ornament? I know, and it's like sparkly.
I wish I had like 30 of these for my tree.
Wow, what if you only did a deviled egg tree?
Wow,
that's a smart idea. Because they actually look very nice.
Like a food tree.
Food tree, would be
like
cool.
Food tree
nuggets,
is awesome.
Eggs,
yeah.
French fry, Diet Coke, martini.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
That is a good
idea. Food one's great. This is beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's an amazing gift.
You're very, very welcome.
Ooh, that's so fun.
Wow.
It's almost as good as an unopened jar of jam.
Almost as good.
I got the raspberry jam, baby.
I like my little frog. These are so cute. I love these ornaments. They're so expensive.
These are cute. What?
These ornaments are so expensive. These glass ones.
Yeah, but they're so cool.
I know.
The last
year of lifetime. Ornaments are expensive. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're like $30 for one.
You got to take care of them.
And you need like 50.
You need 50 of them.
For $30 each?
And you got to store them properly with like bubble wrap.
I know, it's a whole thing.
We like to step it up to the next tier.
Let's go to the next tier, Jared.
Let's go to the next tier.
I love the frog.
I can't believe you got us multiple gifts, Jared. That's so cute for you.
He's true Santa.
He is. Okay. This is the final tier. These are for me?
This is for me?
Oh my God.
Goodness.
Okay.
You said we were doing gifts.
They're so cute, Jared.
It's okay.
Just a girl, frog sock.
Wait, go to the next one.
Just a girl who loves frogs.
Open it up.
Wait, Jared, there's two socks.
Well, it's two pairs. So if Lex loves frogs, she can have the second pair.
Do you want them? You can have them. Wear them. Just a girl who loves frogs.
Just a girl who loves frogs.
Wait, Jared, this is so cute. I do love it.
A double egg blanket.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
eggs.
Jared.
And it's eggs.
An egg snuggie?
Jared, these are great gifts.
They're pretty good, right?
Yes.
I'm going to start wearing this to pick up my Jersey Mike's on Monday.
I was like,
oh my god,
now,
yes, you have your robe.
Now you can look like a crazy lady
Matt
about town.
Matt is going to be so mad at you because like this is going to be who I am now.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, he's vegan. He's going to be
like,
hot. chicken lady.
Sexy.
Oh my god, I love this, Jared. How did you even think about this?
You just
put in
you're so
eggs.
Easy for you. I put in eggs, for Jack I put in frogs. Yeah,
I love. I'm gonna wear this on my lap for the rest of the
episode.
I was
like,
just a girl who loves frogs.
Just a girl who loves frogs.
Wow, those are so cute.
That's me,
Jared. You nailed it.
You know,
I wish I had more jam for you.
It's all right. I'm this year. I'm making a like commitment to be a better gift giver.
Oh my my God.
You're a good gift giver. What is that?
This is for the studio.
Is that a frog bucket hat?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is good.
I didn't know if we had one of those at the wedding or not, but I wanted to make sure we had one.
She got a French fry bucket hat for me last year. You remember?
Yeah. Plus that one's like super cute.
Let me see. Aw.
I'm a little frog.
Froggy gal.
I'm a little frog.
I'm a little egg and you're a little frog.
Eggs, frogs.
Eggs, frogs.
Raspberry jam.
Raspberry jam.
Okay. And for the last gift that I bought Jared 1 hour ago.
Interesting that I got left out of the equation.
Sorry about that.
Well, this just came to me as I was picking up sandwiches.
Lex, we can share this. This can travel.
From our favorite sandwich shop in the world, Larchmont Wine and Cheese.
You're getting a free shout out right now, Larchmont.
A t-shirt or a sweatshirt?
They sell merch there.
What?
Yeah. Look at that.
Let me see the back. That's good.
Jared has a brand new...
Food merch.
Food merch. I think that there is nothing cooler than restaurant merch.
I agree.
Because like graphic tees are kind of lame.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't want to get them from, I don't know, like they're all kind of stupid.
It's but also
I feel
like
if you're getting merch from a restaurant, it's, I don't know, there's something
like
about it.
Why not advocate for
it? It's also like a postcard for yourself.
It is.
It's like something that you get to, it's a souvenir. You get to, you know, the places that you go, the things that you do, you bring home some merch.
It is a good souvenir because I don't like bringing home souvenirs.
And this is like kind of an elitist like shirt too, because this is the best sandwich in the world.
Well, Larchmont is very much if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
So.
And like if someone sees me wearing this, they're going to know that I'm for real about my sandwiches.
They're going to know.
Thank you.
They're going to know.
Wow.
I love it.
What a great Christmas.
Well, should we get into a few Christmas traditions? We have a few minutes left.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So I found some weird traditions from around the world. Alexis, you're going to hate this one. But
is it jam?
No. It's another thing that you hate.
Oh, is it bathroom stuff?
Yes.
A tradition? Christmas tradition?
In Catalonia, there is a tradition of cagatio. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
I already hear caca in that. I don't know where this is headed.
Defecating log.
A log?
Defecating log. Locals in Catalonia create a character out of a log, drawing a face on it and giving it a hat. On Christmas Eve, the log is supposed to poo presents for the children.
I wonder if this inspired
South Park.
Mr. Hankey.
Yeah.
Do you think this inspired maybe. Mr. Hankey?
That's literally where my mind went. It's
Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo. He loves me. I love you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something. I thought it was the more he eats.
Sometimes he's nutty. Sometimes he's corny. He can be green or greenish brown.
Ew. Okay. So anyways, on Christmas Eve, the log is supposed to poop presents for children. From the 8th of December on, when the Feast of Immaculate Conception is celebrated all over Spain, families start giving the log some food to eat every night and make sure that he is kept warm under a thick blanket. In order to make the log...
They coddle it?
In order to
cradle it?
Yeah. They make him comfortable. You have to be comfortable.
The
shit? Yeah. The log. In order to make him defecate, the kids hit the log.
Wait, the log is going to defecate. He is not the defecate.
Yeah, it's a defecating log.
Defecateception is what this is.
Yeah. In order to make him defecate, the kids hit the log with sticks while singing Christmas songs, encouraging him
to
poop.
You beat him.
The tradition says that before beating the log, children are supposed to leave the room and pray to ask Tio to bring them a lot of presents.
They quite literally beat the
shit out of him. Their uncle?
Tio.
No, Tio's the log.
Oh.
And this gives the perfect occasion for relatives to hide the presents under the blanket, which later the Tio is supposed to defecate. So that's where the presents are coming from, is the log.
This is very imaginative. I'll give them that.
I love it.
And honestly, I saw some like images of it. Pretty cool.
Okay.
Pretty interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Is that going to be your Christmas tradition now?
Yes.
It might be.
For our children. One day.
Yeah.
Aren't you only having one?
Our child
one day.
Maybe two.
No, just one.
It's probably
because you
want
to reinvent your own life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to run it back.
We're running it back.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. The last one I'm going to do is, I don't know where this one was from, but there is a Christmas tradition where one culture attacks pedestrians with pea shooters.
What?
That's kind of fun.
This was back in Victorian ages because there's always weird shit
going
on with
Victorian age. What's a pea shooter, by the way? Does anyone know what a pea shooter is? Can we get clarification on pea shooter?
I think they're just shooting peas out of something.
It's like a spitball.
Yeah. It said a number of Victorian sources remark on the schoolboy tradition. Young scholars returning home after a long semester of study would fire peas out of their carriage at innocent passerby. Now, this reminds me a little bit of getting boba drinks and like shooting the boba out of the straws.
Ooh, yeah, yeah,
so I feel like this is like a Victorian version of doing that.
Or a spitball.
Or a spitball.
I don't shoot my boba. I value my boba.
Never tried a boba.
Really?
I value that
boba. From Long Island, we didn't have that. So like I had no I have no palate for anything like that. I don't even know. People are like, it's tapioca. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay.
Or mochi, not for you?
No, mochi's like Play-Doh.
It's so good.
I see. It tastes like I hear you on that.
If you've
but
never
I like
tried it till you're an adult, I'm yeah, like
I hear you on that.
I get it.
It's gummy.
They didn't even have it in my town. Like that did not exist.
Yeah.
Neither of those.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I'm with you on that. But yeah. I still do like it.
I highly recommend getting a boba.
I'll try it.
It's pretty
delicious.
I love
a boba. So I didn't know. There's this place that was by my house before I moved out here and they would do boba, but it came in like a Vietnamese like iced coffee with boba kind of a thing. And I was ordering these. I thought it was dessert. I was ordering them at like 11 at night. There was so much caffeine in this and I didn't know. And so for like 4 months, I was going to bed at
drinking
like
these?
4 a.m. And
you were like, drinking them a lot?
Every night. I'd go get one of these like every night.
Vietnamese iced coffee has so much caffeine in it.
What do the boba balls taste like?
They're like
gummy?
Yeah.
They're gummy. They have some give to them, but then there's a
weird...
You
could bite through one in one chomp?
Yeah, but
they're like
no.
They're jelly.
They're like, yeah, it's kind of a chew. It's got a chew to it.
Like a chewy jelly ball.
Yeah. It's not like you pop the thing. It's like, it's got a
chew.
Is it
like fruity?
No, it's just sugary.
It's like a rice, like imagine mochi. If I took some rice and I compacted it like really tight and then I just like let it absorb water for a while.
And it was sweet too.
And I got a give to it. And
it's so
sweet,
good.
Sweet, vanilla-y kind of. I don't know.
They're delicious.
Hard to explain.
Anyways, pea shooters. Pea shooter Christmas traditions.
Pea shooters.
All right. Well, do we have a worsty firsty?
We do. But if we want to keep the good Christmas vibes going, we can skip it.
No, I think we should listen to
the
worsty
firsty.
Let's
put it on. Yeah, let's give the people their worsty.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Let's get naughty, people.
Hi, firsties. Long-time listener, first-time caller. anyway. So this isn't necessarily something that I did, but I had happened to me. But I think it would be, you guys would get a kick out of it. So I went to college in a small Kentucky school, started in late 90s, around 1998. And during that time, there was a Vera Bradley collection that was really popular. So I begged my mom to get me the whole set of one of the prints, because all of my friends had this. So, you know, I had to have it as well. So reluctantly, she got me all of this because she thought it was hideous. So naturally, the freshman in college that I was, I would use one of the tote bags to transport beer from my dorm to the parties. Well, one particular fraternity house we used to frequent, I felt comfortable enough after I unloaded my Milwaukee's Best or Natty Light or what have you, felt comfortable to hide my purse there now, or the bag there. So the only thing that I had in there was like my student ID, my checkbook, because I obviously did not have an ATM card at this time, and then my beer. So I hid the purse or the bag up in a cabinet in the kitchen. Again, at the fraternity house, there was nothing in there. Well, we partied, had fun that night, blah, 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 and I went to retrieve the bag the next day. Well, a bunch of the guy friends and the fraternity brothers were sitting around, and I was like, hey, guys, just here to get my purse that I left in the kitchen last night, and they all kind of looked at each other, and I was like, oh, okay, well, naive me goes and collects it, and I noticed that it was a little heavy. I'm like, okay, not sure what's going on, so... I opened the bag and I saw and smelled what was human feces. So one of these asshats decided to take a shit in my brand new Vera Bradley purse that I begged my mom to get me. Of course, they played dumb. They didn't know who did it. They didn't know, or they didn't know it was my bag, which, you know, the gentleman who decided to do this wiped his ass with my checkbook. So needless to say, that was one of the worst things that happened to me. It's become a huge joke, you know, in my circle of friends group since then. And I wish I would have had more balls back in the day to think of something to get this person back. But I didn't. So yeah, that was one of the worst things that actually happened to me. I hope you find this funny. Also, my mom did not believe me when I told her. She asked me what happened to it. You know, she's like, Josh, did you let somebody borrow it or did you lose it? And I was like, I was honest. I was like, no, mom, somebody took a shit in it. And she was just like, I just don't know where you come up with this stuff. Your just mind is so creative. So, again, I hope you enjoyed my story. I know it's nothing that I did. I wish I would have thought of something to get back at this guy, but I didn't. Y'all are great. One of my favorite podcasts. Thanks for all you do.
I do enjoy that your mom was like, you're a liar.
Oh my God.
Like, no one's shit in your bag.
The odds that would actually happen?
In college?
High, very high.
Guys are dicks in college.
So gross.
It's like when they just get out of their from under their parents' grasp for the first time. They're all living in a frat house.
Wild.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, something nice. Let me destroy it with my shit.
Yeah. God, guys are such douches.
That was a time. My 18 to like 21-year-old time. That's a time to be a dude.
That is the time to be
would
a dude.
You have done that?
No.
I would not have done that, but I probably would have been like...
egged on somebody
else to like,
do it.
If everyone's like, do it, dude! And everyone's like, getting someone to do it, I probably would have been like, do it, dude! You know.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And if you send a picture of that bag, maybe we'll find you one on eBay to replace it.
I know.
Actually,
maybe you like overcome this trauma.
Yeah.
You didn't deserve that.
You definitely deserve a new Vera Wang band. Was it Vera Wang?
Vera Bradley.
Oh, Vera Bradley.
I'm sorry about
that. I remember when those were a big thing.
No, I know. That was at the time.
I think they still are with some groups.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People like them.
We'll find you a new bag.
So sorry about your bag.
Oh, God.
We'll crowdfund you.
That would traumatize me. I understand.
Who wants to even touch that? I'd be like, burn it.
We used to put bagels. Yeah, like, girls would leave their bags around, like, when they come over for, like, a party. And we'd just take full bagels and just put them in.
Ooh.
But they'd be, like, everything bagels, so they'd get stuff all over their stuff.
Wow, you're so naughty.
Just
bad.
You've been
so
bagel.
Naughty.
Bad boy.
You've almost as bad as hers.
Not even close.
All right, well, you are a saint. We love you. We'll try to find you a bag.
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry
and to
Christmas
all a good night. / happy holidays if you celebrate other things.
Happy holidays to all. We love you.
Keep it jolly.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.